nothing. I'm on camera two. Alright, free for all Friday. Boy, lights are flashing red all over the place. It's because Scooby's in there, like, just sniffing around for treats. Anyhow, Dave has been very patient from Tennessee, waiting to have his say today, which we appreciate. Dave, what is on your mind?
Good morning. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Quite a wait. But anyway, I've got 3 points I would like to make. One is that the world is on fire, and that is being broadcast by other networks that in interviews that the world is on fire. And I would encourage people to look at Judicial Watch for a clean drink of water.
Agreed.
The things that they are doing is a little bit late to the game, but it's holding people to account.
And well, they've been doing it for a long time. I mean, Judicial Watch has been fighting for a long time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of their people come on your program to talk about stuff that's going on. But the third thing would be a call to action. You know who Steve Stern is?
I do. He was just on with me on the afternoon show a couple days ago.
Right. Yeah, he does these placards, I'm sure you've seen, that have phone numbers and contact information on them. And that is so, so effective about getting the word out and getting people, you know, getting people ready to do something, some kind of a call to action, somehow come.
Well, what Steve Stern says, you got to get involved. You got to go be a poll watcher. You've got to get people together and say, make sure people vote. You've got to make sure that we're mailing in our ballots. If they're mailing in theirs, we can't start on election day a million votes behind. Dave, I got to leave it there for today. I appreciate you taking the time and pointing it out. Steve Stern's a great man. I appreciate that. I do. And one more, Jack from Toledo. Jack, we can close up this segment with you, my friend. What's on your mind? Jack, are you there?
Hey, if you're awake.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Go ahead.
You called out and said if I had some numbers for you, I should give you a call. So here I am.
All right, you got about 20 seconds. Make it fast.
GDP was up 1.6%, but most of that came from personal consumption expenditures, PCE, and that was less than inflation. So those numbers in and of themselves are pretty tough. The other thing is,
here's my question, because I got about 6 seconds here. Are we headed to a recession, yes or no?
We're in one.
That's what I need to